Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to this edition of In Depth with Stephen Strang. I try to probe and get to the bottom of the story, to pull out answers that will give my readers and my listeners insight into people who are significant. I ask them about how they got saved, how they received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, how they met their spouses. I try to dig down and get them to talk about things that are important, their successes, their failures, because even though these people are well known, even though they have their own media platforms, they don't often have an opportunity to talk about this side of their life. So I'm inviting you to tune in, to download, to listen, and to share In Depth with Stephen Strang. And today, my very first guest is my good friend, longtime friend, Damon Davis, who I had the privilege of publishing his book. And we just finished an interview with my new book, Trump Aftershock. Notice that shameless promotion. And I asked him, could I do a podcast with him about his book called God Cures? This is a fascinating book. I'm in the process of reading it right now. And so thank you for doing this. And thank you for videotaping this, because I'm wanting to see how it looks on camera, and we'll probably use it online somehow.
Well, it's good to be here with you.
Well, thank you. You know,
did I hear you say your first show?
This is the very first podcast under this new 30-minute format.
Well, I am honored. Thank you indeed. I promise to be a good guest.
And a good guinea pig. And I've scheduled some others later, but I wanted to do it here. Traveling around and promoting my own book gives me an opportunity to interview other people.
Brilliant.
And what I want to do is to go in depth about your story, which is in this book, God Cures. And now, to come here to your studio in Atlanta, it's huge. You have a very impressive staff. You know, you're just the picture of success, even dressed for success. And nobody would ever think that you were in so much trouble, really. And your book goes into this, and it talks about how you know, Hippocrates said,
let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food.
That's right. Yeah. And you learned that. So just tell me a little bit about your story, about how you got into this horrible shape.
Sure.
And what happened.
Sure, absolutely. Thank you for having me. And I wish you the very best of success with the podcast. Being a media guy, I do want to just tell you before we talk about why I'm here, that did you know that podcasts are one of the most consumed forms of content right now, especially in the digital divide? Did you know that?
And especially when you're on my podcast, I'm sure it'll go right off the charts.
Well, let's try to make that happen. Thanks for having me. The subtitle of my book, God Cures, is 21 Days to Look Good, Live Great, and Love Well. So I would encourage anybody who gets their hands on it, get ready for the greatest journey of their life. And truly, the testimonials that we are receiving from so many people worldwide is that in 21 days, they are seeing tremendous results in energy levels, clarity of thought, diminishing inflammation in the body, which is so big. People's blood sugar levels are becoming balanced. I don't know that I intentionally set out for this to be a benefit, but people are dropping weight like you wouldn't believe. They are detoxing. Their skin is looking better. But beyond all of the benefits physically, the book sets out to get people aligned in their spirit and their soul. So my story, you're right. You look at me and you would say, there's no way this guy is sick or was sick. But here's what people don't know, and I profile it in the book. I actually died 12 times before I was 25
How
years old.
How is that possible?
Three generations of men in my family. My father, who had a heart transplant, he died of cancer. But heart transplant in his early years. His father, but my father passed away at 58 years old. 58 years old. 57, 58. His father, 57, 58. Heart disease. His father, 57, 58. His father before him. We're talking multiple generations of men who died from disease, broken down hearts, if you will, before they hit 60 years old. So in my early days, I was diagnosed with what is called supraventricular tachycardia. That's a souped up.
I'm not sure I could even repeat that.
I can't spell it. Hard to pronounce it. It's basically a souped up word for very fast heart rate. The Reader's Digest version, if you will, of that story is that my heart would shoot to 250 to 270 beats a minute sitting still. And your heart can't go that fast, like an engine in a car, without collapsing. And that's what they were afraid of. Well, here was the process. My heart would shoot off without any warning, and we would have to call 911 because my heart wouldn't stop on its own. And the paramedics would come, and they would inject me with a drug called Adenocard, which is basically nicknamed the death drug, because what Adenocard does is it literally flatlines your heart. So they would come, and it was either the paddles or it was Adenocard. And I preferred a paddle. I preferred to be shocked versus an injection, because the injection, as those of us who have lived through it, is described like this. I felt a heat sensation rush through my body, and my eyes would go dark. Lights were out. And Steve, when I tell you that even the paramedics weren't sure if there might be a time that I wouldn't come back. And so that happened before I was of the age 25, 27 years old.
What was causing that?
Something that occurred at birth, a defect in my heart, a dual sinus node, where your heart's like a Pinkett game. You know, you drop the little pebble at the top and then it resets. Well, your heart, blood cycles through the heart and it goes through boom, 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 boom. And it's like a Pinkett game. It resets, it cycles. Mine was not resetting. It continued to cycle faster, 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 faster until ultimately I would have to call 911. But that wasn't the real tragedy of my life. The tragedy of my life was being a child in a divorced home. My mother remarried, and the man that she remarried was a abuser physically. I was in the home of a drunk who would beat me literally every day in the boiler room of our house.
And your mother didn't stop it.
She worked. She did not know. It wasn't until my grandparents found the whelps on my legs and scabs from bleeding that my grandparents rescued me from my home. But that wasn't without a series of, I'm going to use your book, Trump Aftershock. I'm going to use the aftershock term here to describe what was a course set for my life of struggle and tragedy and bewilderment and fear and low self-esteem and a whole host of things from very young. That science now tells us all of the struggle and the strain and the chaos and disruptions of our life, the emotion that many of us don't know how to manage or work our way through, to include leading up to the horrible, horrible experience of dying 12 times before the age of 25, 27 years old, what it will do to something called gene expression. In the scientific and medical community, it's called epigenetics. It is the term to describe why, when you go see a doctor and they ask you if you have some condition, who else before you had this condition? What's your medical history? What did your mom have? Did your dad have it? Did your grandparents have it? Because what they have determined is that when the Bible talks about that God knew us before we were born and he wrote into our, if you will, into us, triune man, a great destiny and a purpose. Scientifically, what is written into the cells and into the genes, which are part of a thread called DNA, is disease and traces of disease that become expressed in your life because of what I describe in the book, which is a life misaligned, spirit and soul out of whack, the struggle and the chaos of life that will take its toll on you, and that will cause what medical science tells us now is gene expression, which is where all of the sickness and disease that many of us faced in this life is derived from. And I profile in my book what causes man to become sick, but also what I went on a 10-year journey to find, and that is what can help a man get well. And that's what I talk about in the book.
How exactly did you die? Was it when they gave you this drug that you were describing?
Yeah, they give you a shot and basically it flatlines the heart. Your heart's an electrical, works off electrical current. So this current blocker, if you will, causes the heart to stop beating, and then the heart should, through electrical impulses, start beating again. But Steve, that wasn't the worst of my medical conditions that I faced. I went to the Congo with Dikembe Mutombo. That brings us full circle to what the book is really about in terms of what health issue did I walk
and
through.
And for the listeners who don't know, he was a great basketball star.
Basketball player. From the Congo, came to the United States, became a basketball player, said if I get to the top, I will not forget to send the elevator back down. So he did. He took monies that he made in professional basketball, and he went back to the Congo, and he built the first modern hospital in 40 years in Kinshasa. I went there. I profiled it. I saw the conditions of the country. I came back. I woke up one morning, back in my bed in comfy United States.
And couldn't get out of bed.
I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't shut my hands. I had a low-grade fever. My whole body ached. I got to the floor. It felt like I was walking on glass. That led me to a doctor. And the doctor told me that I had an aggressive autoimmune disease that was incurable. They put me on methotrexate, which is a cancer drug, the day I was in the doctor's office. And I went home, and I pulled out, after a couple of days being depressed, I pulled out a journal, and I wrote on the front of the journal, a little composition notebook, I wrote, surviving with RA. And I read all of the stories of what happens when someone has a very aggressive autoimmune disease, that I could very well be in a wheelchair in a couple of years, that I would see the deformity in my hands, that I would basically have to now live a new normal.
And was this something you picked up in the Congo?
No one knows where we get certain types of autoimmune diseases. Nobody knows what the cure is. We as believers pray for healing.
In fact, you deal with that in the book, the difference between healing and cure, and you tell about a very pivotal church service that you were at. So kind of tell in the context of your book what that story was.
Sure. We get sick and we all do the same thing. We fight it, we ignore it, symptoms come, ultimately we break down, go to the doctor, and the cycle starts. They chase to give you a diagnosis. Lots of poking and prodding and blood work, and then hopefully you get a name, and then they put you on medication, and then you go back to life. But it's usually a modified version of what life's supposed to be. God created us to live this amazing life full of destiny and purpose, and I believe there's a strategy of the enemy to keep us from ever accomplishing or experiencing what God put in us to see unleashed in the world. So when you get sick, you immediately start crying out to God. You start saying you're going to do all of these things right. You wonder if you're being cursed. You wonder if you brought it upon yourself. And you make all kinds of promises, and you end up at some altar somewhere asking God to heal you. I'm like so many people have been there.
So what's the difference between healing and curing?
Well, as I would find in Chicago with Greg Dickow, when he put his hands on me and prayed for me and I claimed healing, I walked away, the symptoms were gone. I went back to the doctor in Jacksonville, Florida. I went through the door. They did blood work. They couldn't find anything in my blood work. I was RF negative. What happened? Was I healed? I believe that I was. What happened that everything came back like a raging flood? It came back with a fury.
How long?
Quickly, within 6 months. I was worse than when I went in. I had to take off work. I had to change my work's habits, and I put my death clothes on, if you will. I got into bed. I was depressed. I thought I had made a mistake. I thought that I had failed God. I started to question if I was healed at all. And God took me on a journey. It would take me 10 years. I would travel across the world. I would talk to scientists, physicists, profound leaders in the faith. I talked to the top rabbis in Israel. I talked to thought leaders. I talked to doctors, wellness, wholeness practitioners, integrated medicine, and conventional doctors. And I went on a journey to find out what causes man to get sick and what can a man do to get well. And I found it. And I talk about it in the book. And I profile it as the grand delusion. And I'm going to be very quick in explaining this. Very quick in
and
explaining
this. And why is it the grand delusion?
Steve, I believe, and some pastors who I've met with have shared with me, they believe that I've been given an apostolic revelation on the matter of health. When man was created and placed in the garden, man was created and put in a perfect place. Someone else was observing the entire process of creation. Who was that?
Tell me.
Satan. He can't create, but he understands how man is made. Man was created in the image of a triune God, spirit, soul, and body, and we were placed on this earth to operate in a certain order. Your spirit connected to the spirit of God, have governance over your soul. The spirit and the soul possess a body, the temple of the spirit of God. What happens when you're driving down the road in your car and your car starts shimmying and shaking? We call it out of alignment. If you don't pull the car over and tend to it, something can happen. The car can fall apart. What happens when we get out of alignment? What happens when man's spirit is no longer leading his life? What happens when the raging seat of your emotions, the soul, was in charge? What happens when we're pursuing our wants and our desires and the things that we see as necessary to fulfill this thing called life? And what happens when us being out of alignment and us going through struggle, divorce, bankruptcy, heartache, guilt, shame, mistakes, make a list of the normal life that many of us have had, and all of the stress associated with it. What happens when the spirit is not in charge, the soul is leading, and we should go through that kind of life, which so many of us would call normal, say that's just part of life? What happens? Science tells us that something is occurring at a cellular level called gene expression. Literally, disease that is written into the genes.
Now you sound like a doctor. Where did you learn all this?
10-year study, talking to the best of minds, and with me now, a team of some of the most celebrated doctors on the planet.
Taking control over your own health instead of just passively doing whatever the doctor said.
Yes, but seeing something that we don't realize is there, and that is a strategy of an enemy to cause you to express disease from a cellular level. And if he can cause that, then he doesn't have to work too hard to derail you, your today, and your future. So I began to ask myself the question.
Because your health is so bad.
Your health is so bad. The church has done a great job talking about the spirit and the soul. We've done a very poor job understanding the temple. So what could the enemy do to take you out like he did my father and fathers before them, to keep us from ever realizing what God really put us on this planet to do? Is he going to attack your spirit man? Sure, where he can. Is he going to attack you in an area of the soul? Sure, where he can. But if he attacks your body, it doesn't have to work too hard for the natural course to take place. You will become broken down, sicker, diseased, and ultimately the grave. Do you know how much wealth, Miles Monroe said, is buried in the graveyard?
Right.
So I began to ask myself the question, if epigenetics can occur, if gene expression can occur, if we can turn on switches at a cellular level of disease, could we not turn them off? So I began to ask the question, how do you turn them on? And the Lord led me to that fracture in the lineup of the spirit and the soul, misalignment. He therefore logically led me to alignment, which would be to bring ourselves back into the proper order, where we are living a life that is spirit-led, we are feeding ourselves with the Word of God, we are resting in the Almighty rather than allowing our emotions to rage. We are processing through God and His Word struggles and chaos and tragedy rather than resting on the world for our answers. And by bringing ourselves into alignment, scientifically now, Steve, it is proven that the body can move into a thing called homeostasis, which is balance. I call it Zoe. The Bible calls it Zoe.
Life.
You got it. Where the body was designed to naturally heal itself.
Now, like, this is like if you get a cut or something.
So now defines what healing really is. Healing, and what happened to me at the altar and what happens to so many people. I believe supernatural healing is real. I believe, in fact, in the book I profile in the very first part of the book, before we do anything else, before we talk about your spirit man, before we talk about your soul, before we talk about what you eat, before we talk about exercise, before we talk about all of the things that you can do step by step, in those 21 days to get well, I first say, let's believe God for supernatural healing. But healing is like scratching your leg. The wound becomes inflamed around it. That's the body's process of healing. And the scab forms and the wound heals. But cure, which is what the medical profession is pursuing and cannot find, is defined as the total eradication of disease from the body. The medical establishment is not going to find our cure. Absolutely, man can pursue healing and can experience at an altar. But what God is seeking is to eradicate the things that caused us to become sick and diseased in the first place. The only place we will find a cure is with God and in God and through God. That's what I profile in the book. And this journey, it's a 21-day journey that starts with us bringing into alignment our spirit and our soul and a revelation of the things that we can do now going forward to not end up back where we were. And then finally, a lot of practical steps that we just don't understand about how some food heals and some food kills, what proper exercise and diet and nutrition is all about, and the things that we can do physically to become the best version of ourselves. But Steve, it's not a diet plan. It's not a fad diet. It's not requiring someone to completely change their lifestyle in a way where they're having to work out 3 hours a week and cut out all the stuff that they love. It's a very balanced, sensible approach to helping people get onto the right track where they're living good, they're feeling good, and they're loving well.
Well, that's a good place to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about this.
Great.
Entrepreneur, industry leader, and television host Damon Davis has encouraged the body of Christ to live an extraordinary life for decades in God Cures, 21 Days to Look Good, Live Great, and Love Well. Damon shares how, in just 21 days, God took what was meant to destroy Damon's life and revealed to him the blueprint for total healing and restoration. Reserve your copy of God Cures today. Go to www.godcuresbook.com and make the decision now to start your journey to total recovery and total victory. Order now.
Well, welcome back, and my guest today is Damon Davis, and this is exciting to have you on my podcast, and I am so inspired, first of all, with your book, but then to hear you tell it personally, because, you know, for a young man who looks so healthy and has been so successful, you really had a tough time, and the Lord almost like supernaturally revealed to you. Tell us now about the 21 days and about foods that heal and foods that kill.
Sure. So what I do inside the book, after we spend some time talking about what is the spirit, its function, its order in your life, how to feed that, grow that, get that in the right working order. We then deal with the soul, seat of our affections, our emotions, our thought life, understanding the power of the soul, the place of the soul. We then get into the practical steps in the body. And I build out a 21-day journey that basically walks the reader through what they can do starting with day one to arrest the sickness or disease that's going on in their body. That means get on a track to bring it to a screeching halt. What I mean by that is we all want to stop the progression of disease. Being sick and diseased is like a slippery slope. You're at the top of the hill and it's sliding one direction. None of this is to say that God isn't able. I'm saying that God expects us to be participants of getting well, which means we have to be responsible for our bodies, which means we have to understand the things we can do to stop the progression of the disease. So what I do immediately is I attack in the first 7 days, the progression of disease, which is to reduce inflammation and start pushing back the symptoms that we are experiencing. And how do we do that? We begin by understanding gut health. We do that by understanding the kinds of foods that we're eating that are literally killing us. And we begin a process in that first 7 days of detoxifying the body. People are writing us, calling us, emailing us, Facebooking us, telling us that in the first 7 days, They're losing anything from everywhere from 5 to literally 15 pounds. What is that? I hate to be graphic here, but basically what that is body waste that is compounded and with poor diet. People are breeding grounds for what we call acidosis, which is a very acidic state, nature of the body, which is a breeding ground for cancer, a breeding ground for inflammation, all of that which attributes to pain and progression of disease. We detoxify the body. We do a reset. We cleanse you. People are feeling so much better. They're sleeping better. Their skin's looking better. They have clarity of thought. That is our first stage in this 21-day journey. It's a detox. It's a reset. From that point, we now move into our lifestyle shift of eating differently and incorporating the right kind of foods into the diet and or our eating patterns and taking out from our eating patterns the wrong kinds of foods.
So what were some that you had to take out and what were some that you had to add?
I love hamburgers and fries. I love lots of cheese. I love lots of steak. So what I discovered is that predominantly an overabundance of animal products are very bad for you. This keto diet, by the way, there's a lot of controversy around because one of the things that the keto diet proposes is that we should be eating a lot of animal products. Animal products in abundance is very bad for you. Most experts agree. So we cut down in the amount of red meat. We incorporate grass-fed animal product, meat and chicken, free range. We learn about eating the right kind of fish that is wild caught and not farmed raised, that is loaded with mercury. We discover how important hydration is, and we don't get our hydration from coffee and tea and sodas. We learn that sugar will feed cancer and that we should try to avoid sugar at all costs. We discovered that refined grains, white breads, white rice, refined grains are very bad for us.
All the stuff we like to eat.
Well, I'm making a list and somebody's already clicked off and gone on to the next program because they're like, I am not cutting out all that stuff that I love. Well, what we find is that you are, in this book, I profile foods that you can replace with the foods that new foods replacing the foods that you love. And you learn to love new things. And in fact, you discover some foods that you love more and would prefer to eat because not only do they taste great, and we teach people how to cook them, and we have a whole series that teaches people how to prepare the food, and by the way, where to go buy the food, and it doesn't have to be an expensive proposition, but we help people discover a whole new way of eating, and not only are they enjoying the food, but their bodies are responding. Let me ask you a question. Maybe you can't relate, but so many people who have been sick or are sick can. You went and ate some food and you loved the taste, but now you walk away from the table and you're sluggish, lethargic, and you're swelling. That's inflammation. Or you're walking around having to pop Tums and other over-the-counter medications because you've got this horrible indigestive problem all the time, right? Maybe you're hair is falling out prematurely and you're discovering that your skin is sagging and it's lost its elasticity and age spots are popping up and a whole host of things that, by the way, are not just the sign of aging. A lot of things that are happening in our bodies, you know, when we look at pictures from 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and we don't even recognize the person staring back at us, it's not just about aging. The process of aging doesn't have to be what we see it to be or been told that it is. Anti-aging works. This 21-day journey helps diminish free radicals in the body that are like rust on a car. It moves you into a pathway where you're eating the kind of food where you're dropping weight without having to really try. Your skin is responding by looking healthier than it has in years. You're sleeping through the night. You're not struggling through, I couldn't believe the statistics, I couldn't believe how many people are struggling through constipation, where one of the most difficult cycles of their day is trying to go to the restroom. And then so many people are living on pharmaceutical medications. We weren't supposed to be propped up, Steve, with pharmaceutical drugs. They are sustaining us, but they are killing us slowly. So what this journey does, first 7 days, reset you, detox you. Second 7 days, get you on a path to eating right, living well, hydrating, sleeping, cutting out stuff that is killing you that you don't even know about. The final 7 days, which by the way, if you get to the first 14 days, you get to the first 14 days and do not see everything that I said you will see, I'll buy the book back from whoever bought it. That's a big claim. I mean it. Because what we're seeing is when most people go through the first 14 days, they're coming back and buying 2 and 3 books to share with people that they love. Because they're seeing such drastic improvements. But in that last 7 days, you are coasting. You are now experiencing the kind of energy you haven't had in years. You are dreaming again. You are developing strategy again for your future. You have the energy now to deal with the struggle of life. You're repairing things that have been broken down. You are, quite candidly, rewinding the clock. And so many people said, I wish I could do it over again. What would I do if I was just 20 years younger? Well, you don't have to be 20 years younger to live the greatest days of your life now. But you got to have good health. You've got to have clarity of thought. You've got to have energy. You've got to have drive. And all of those things I profile in the book are what the enemy, the devil, Satan, he who is the devourer, he who is seeking to steal, kill, and destroy your now and in your future, would hope that you never discover. This book profiles not just an issue of health and wellness and a journey that can restore you to what God's original plan was for your life, but it spotlights the grand delusion, the great strategy of the enemy to do this, to get your body broken down. If he can break your body down, the rest will take care of itself.
You know, this is so important. Most of the people in America need this message. How can we get it out to them?
I believe in people walking the journey first, because there is no greater evangelist than someone that has experienced it for themselves.
And of course, you're the greatest evangelist, because just describe when you finally did this, what happened? You haven't had to call 911. You haven't had to do all those other things.
I was angry, to be quite candid, first, because I couldn't understand why the church hadn't taught me this. I didn't understand why we didn't slow down to recognize that the enemy is not just out to attack our finances and our relationships. He's not just trying to get you to fall into some life of sin. He is not trying to deal with your self-esteem. But we have overlooked that a primary target of the enemy is your body. But he doesn't come at your body. He comes at your soul. He tries to drive your soul to lead your spirit man. And if he can get you to live a life that is focused on what the world standard is of success and the pursuit of destiny and purpose, the body will follow naturally by this thing called gene expression. This is a scientifically proven diagnosis of what's happening in the body. If we don't understand where we go to for our source of peace and joy, and an understanding of what life's all about, if we don't get ourselves in the proper working order. But net, where was I? After I got past wondering why it took until my 30s to discover this revelation, thank God for it. Thank God I walked through what I walked through. I would not know. I began to live life again. I discovered some things. I started dreaming again. I discovered a talent I didn't know that I had. My business began to prosper. My relationships began to prosper. Steve, man, I'm in my mid-40s. And when I tell you that I feel like I'm in my mid-20s, it would not be an exaggeration. Sure, I have some down days. Sure, I have some days when I don't feel so well. But I can usually put my finger on exactly why that is. And all I have to do is remember the 21-day journey. All I have to remember is the things that I need to do to get back onto the track to living the greatest days of my life. That is my promise to people who get their hands on this book. This is a 21-day journey to the greatest days of your life, the greatest revelation of your life, where you are living the life that God intended you to live. And I don't care if you're 5, 55, or 95. What God can do now and in a very short season in your life could completely overshadow and trump everything that happened in the years prior. So it doesn't matter how far gone things seem. It doesn't matter how sick someone might be. I will tell you that until you get your hands on the right understanding of how you got to where you are and map out a course to get from there, all the drugs in the world will not keep you from, I will say it another way, all of the drugs in the world will keep you from discovering God's destiny for your life.
You know, this reminds me of the scripture that says that Satan has come to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus has come that we might have life abundantly, and that's what you're describing.
That term life, actually, in the Hebrew, is one word, three letters, Zoe. So what I have done is I have launched an organization to speak to that, Zoe Logics Health Sciences Corporation. It's the organization behind our book. It's a team of doctors and natural wellness practitioners, conventional and integrated medicine, who are on a mission with me to help people not only get well, but stay well, to discover the Zoe life, where there's nothing missing, nothing broken, and we are whole. That is God's cure for the believer.
And I want everyone to find out about this book. Of course, as the publisher, I'm very proud to do it. But you know, I'm only partway through the book. Now I'm motivated to start on this 21-day journey myself, even though I generally enjoy good health. But you know, no matter where we are, we can always improve.
Absolutely.
And life has to be a continual process of improving. And we have got to get this word out. We've got to tell people so that people can start experiencing life more abundantly.
How big is the audience? Let me tell you how big it is. We've been talking for about half an hour. In the half hour that we've been talking, 2,000 people have died from sickness or disease.
Wow.
In the world, every single day in a 24-hour period, 50,000 people die. Do the math. That's how big our audience is. People don't know why they're getting sick. They think it's just the course of life. They don't know how to get well. They are leaning on the medical establishment, thank God for our doctors, but they are leaning on an establishment that isn't actually asking the question, how did you get here? And how do we keep you from here? That's what this book profiles.
Well, thank you for writing the book, and thank you for letting me interview you on my podcast. I feel that we went in depth, but the viewer and the listener can go more in depth by picking up this book.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.